This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The turkey hunt is now over, and for all practical purposes, so is the mushroom hunt. However, fishing is looking up, and anglers are having a ball. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you are indeed a fisherman, you know that good fishing can be found at virtually every lake and stream and pond in our area right now. This is the time of year that fishing is good, and now's the time to enjoy it. And we're getting very close to free fishing days, but one event that typically occurs during free fishing days, which is going to be held over the Father's Day weekend this year. This special event will be held the week before. In fact, this year's edition of the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair will be held June 11th at Pierre Marquette State Park from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The free fun-filled event is perfect for the whole family, and kids can participate in more than 25 educational stations to learn the skills of fishing. A few of the favorite stations at the fishing fair include a catch-and-release bluegill pond, where young anglers can have their photograph taken with their catch, the popular one-cast station where everyone wins a prize, and the bow fishing stations where children can shoot in a pool or at a 3D target. Every child that competes in at least seven stations will win a prize and have a chance to catch a trout. In addition, additional entertainment at this year's fishing fair includes a 4,000-gallon fetch and fish mobile aquarium. It's stocked with fish species found in the Illinois River, and at the aquarium, presenter Jason Reynolds will entertain the crowd, showing off the skills of his Labrador retriever dogs and displays of the sport of noodling for catfish. And fishing seminars will be presented by professional anglers all day long, including local experts demonstrating a variety of fishing techniques. In addition, the St. Louis Cardinals' Fred Bird will make an appearance, and the Lodge Boys Folk Band will perform, and the food will be available for purchase. So they're very fortunate to be having Phillips 66 of Wood River as a premier sponsor, together with Walmart and Cabela's of St. Charles, and this is going to make the fair even better. There is no charge to attend the fishing fair or to catch a fish, and parking is free. No fishing license or gear is needed, and for more information, you can call Pierre Marquette State Park at area code 618-786-3323 and ask for extension 1. The Pierre Marquette State Park is located along Illinois Route 100, just north of Grafton. And if you've been, if you're a museum enthusiast, you'll be thrilled to hear that the Illinois Department of Natural Resources officials recently announced that the Illinois State Museum will relaunch on July 2nd, pending the approval of the administrative rule that will allow the department to charge an admission fee at the main campus. The administrative rule is on the agenda for the Joint Committee of Administrative Rules to be held on June 14th, and with approval, the museum will be able to open in about 2 weeks. Initially, the Illinois State Museum in Springfield, Dixon Mounds Museum near Lewiston, and the Research and Collection Center in Springfield will officially open on that July 2nd date. And the IDNR continues to work with stakeholders and communities where other Illinois State Museum branches are located, in hopes of securing partnerships that would allow these branches to open. So that's good news. It does appear that some of these museums will be opening, and opening very soon. And if you're a fisherman, you well know that fishing is looking pretty good at virtually all our local lakes, as well as the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville, we checked in with guide Steve Welch, and he says the water temperatures have risen into the low 70s, and the lake is at summer pool, and the water color is pretty well fine everywhere. The report is pretty much the same as last week, except that the water temps have climbed a bit. And with the warmer water temperatures, they're at least seeing about 10 walleye a day, but they're running small. He's been catching most of these fish with pulling spinner rigs, trying to catch white bass, and the walleye are mixed in. He says that he really expects the larger fish to start showing up very soon. The white bass, however, have been showing up in great numbers. They've been having multiple days of 200-plus fish. For most part, they've been pulling bottom bouncers and spinner rigs tipped with minnows, but crawlers would work just fine. They're also trolling them at about 1.4 miles an hour on the drops with the water wind blowing on them. And most days they have over 100 by 10 o'clock, so the action is very good. The best colors have been white or chartreuse with a number 4 Colorado blade. He says if his clients want to, he'll locate the school, and they've been using their jigs, their candy striper bottom bouncer type jigs, throwing off the ledge and bouncing them back. He'll tie a hair jig just above it and catch two at once. These fish are pushing or exceeding 2 pounds, so it's been a blast, and boy, their hands are really getting raw from cleaning fish. And the crappie are biting on the summer spots on the south end, which is the points leading to or in and out of the coves with deep brush on them. About any point on the main lake will suffice. They're using a slip bobber and minnow set at about 8 to 12 feet. They'll mark the brush and then pull off the side, to keep from spooking the fish. They'll often move to catch a lot of small fish mixed in with the bigger ones, so you got to keep moving around to catch a limit of nice fish. And at Carlisle Lake right now, catfish and crappie still remain the best catches. The catfish are still quite good, being caught on all types of live and commercial baits. Cut bait has been particularly productive lately, as well as dip baits and crawlers. And the crappie are rated fair. They're catching them a little bit deeper now. They're back around 6 to 8 feet in being caught on minnows and jigs, and they're catching fairly nice numbers of good fish. The white bass were said to be good on inline spinners, but not many people are seeing these fish. The ones that are catching them apparently are keeping their locations to themselves, but they are catching some nice white bass, and they're being caught on inline spinners, according to some folks. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, there's lots of good fishing to be found here. Largemouth bass are rated good on plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing around the bridges along the rocks. The Jackie Banch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam have all been good spots. And the crappie, they're rated excellent. Lots of crappie being caught now, with jigs working very well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, as well as small and medium minnows, all producing good numbers of fish. And the fish are coming from the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, you can fish near structures like the hot spots in Jackie Branch, Sandusky, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. So there's lots of good fishing to be found for crappie. And the bluegill bite, it's good right now. Crickets, worms, waxworms, and mealworms, and small jigs, all producing fish in the backs of the necks and on the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. Try fishing with the crickets, worms, or small jigs, and from shore, try the Sailboat Harbor. If you're looking for channel catfish, you can't go wrong here. There's lots of these fish being caught. They're rated excellent. Commercial catfish baits, all types of leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows working very well. Some of the hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use area. Set your line at 3 to 4 feet and fish over the rocks, or try leeches in moving water. And probably the most productive way is to drift fish to flats. Just let the wind blow your boat and drag your bait behind it on the bottom, and you'll catch good numbers of fish. And the white bass are rated fair. Jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners yielding good numbers of fish. They're rated on fair, as I said, in the shallow bays and near the brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing along the rocks and riprap, and there's good numbers of fish coming from the 154 bridges as well. And if you know your local lakes, they're yielding fish too. So we've got good bass fishing in our local lakes. The crappie fishing is indeed starting to wind down at some of them local lakes, but the bluegill bite is going strong, and the catfish bite is just now turning on. So lots of fishing at all of our locations, and that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.